ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੈਜੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਚੰਤ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ। The shabad consists of a salok followed by four chants, and we have been reciting and reflecting on one chant at a time along with the salok, because the salok encapsulates the message. And I do stand corrected, it is Asam Bahala Panjwa, not Chautha, Bani of the fifth Guru, Guru Arjan. And the salok, which carries the message, is Ban Ban Phirti Khojati Hari Bahu Avgai. Despite searching everywhere, humanity has failed or fails to seize your essence. We can't catch you. In other words, in a very important sense, you are unknowable and you are unknown, a mystery. And yet, we continue to search for that unknown, pushing boundaries. And perhaps that is what we are fated to do, is to keep pushing. And so the remaining shabad, which consisted of four chants, actually lists out various entities, beginning with munis, tapis, gyanis. These are all people engaged in discipline, in study, in self-control, being wandering mendicants. And then another classification in Chantatu of Puranic deities like Vishnu, Shiva. These are the Puranic images of Vishnu, Shiva, not Shiva as universal consciousness. And similarly, in the third chant, a further illustration of all the categories of all the entities that are engaged in this search. The point being that everything that is created in the universe, every created entity, is looking for its source. And when you express this poetically or metaphorically, the poet says the universe is singing to you. It is glorifying you. That is the search. So this concluding chant is a summary. The guru says, Jeti Prabhu Janaye Rasna Teti Bani. So Jeti, as much with your grace, he says, I have recited with my tongue as much as you have given to me. In other words, whatever you have revealed to me, I have recited. Anjanat jo seva teti neh jai gani. What I don't know, I don't know. Meaning, I couldn't have possibly covered it all. Because the Creator is avagat, formless, has no motion, aganat, unfathomable, cannot count, atha, bottomless, without boundaries, Thakur, the Master, sagal manje bahara. It is everywhere. Sagal maje bahara. In creation, outside of creation. Nirgun aap sarguna vi ohe. Sarv jachak ek data nah dur sangi zahara. So here the guru is capturing the central message in support of the saloka. He's saying what everyone is looking for, jachak. Jachak is really a beggar or a seeker. That what we are all looking for is ek data, the one giver. Nah, the master. And neha is also, is not. Dur sangi zahara. It's not far. It is your companion. It is present everywhere. Vas bhagat thiya mile. How do you approach it? How do you access it? Vas. Vas arna means to take control. Bhagat thiya. Only the bhagats. They who become a slave to it, who surrender their egos, give themselves up, they are the ones who are able to reach the har and control it. Vas bhagat thiya mile ji ka mile jiya ta ki upama kit ghani. And yet one cannot mention the praises of either the creator Har or those who are able to reach that essence. In other words, who have some revelation. So Nanak here has an ankar, which means it is a singular noun. Nanak is referring to himself, the fifth Nanak. Ihdan aman. Nanak paaye sees sadhe tar charani. Nanak wishes for this gift. In fact, he's suggesting that he has received this gift because paaye sees sadhe tar charani. Because Guru Arjan is saying, I surrendered myself to Guru Wisdom. Eh daanaman Nanak paaye, Nanak nu milya. On that note, Waheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki Fateh.